Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm asking the question, what are your thoughts saying about you? It's not about what other people are saying. It's not about that. It's about what are your thoughts in your own mind saying about you? And that's a huge question, because many of us don't even think about what we're thinking about. We don't even realize that we have thoughts that can be very negative, that can be self-defeating, that can bring us down, that can be super, super critical. We don't realize that. And, you know, it's interesting that we don't realize it oftentimes because, well, we're normally looking around at the outside world. We're not realizing that what we're doing inside, what we're thinking inside, is facilitating a certain direction, right? A certain focal point. A certain either feeling of goodness and gratitude and happiness for what we've accomplished, or quite the opposite. And I don't know about you, but I've experienced both sides of that equation. I've experienced good, healthy, happy thoughts with much gratitude and solid direction. I've been somewhere in the middle where I felt lost. I felt like I didn't have the direction I needed. I felt like I didn't have the things that I needed to move on, the things that I needed to be good, the things that I needed to succeed. And then I've been in the extreme where I literally felt really down and out, depressed, wondering what's going to happen next, and worried about my future. And as I talk to you today on the show, and as we have this conversation, right? Because it's about the conversation. It's about having the conversation and communicating the things that actually directly impact us. And as we begin this conversation today, and as I begin this conversation with you, I want to ask the question again. What are your thoughts saying about you? I recently wrote an essay for a newspaper that I write for every month. The newspaper that I write for every month is a publication called Street Zine, and it's a newspaper that homeless men and women in the community can sell to make money, to buy clothing, to buy items, that sort of thing, to give them a job. Those same men and women are drug-free and alcohol-free and are able to live in the shelter based on that particular lifestyle. And for many of them, it was very hard, okay? But I write this article for Street Scene, and it came to me when I was writing this article. It just hit me. I was on a flight, I was heading out of town, and I was going through one of those moments, one of those several days for some of us, where we begin to see all the things that we feel like we haven't done. We begin to undermine ourselves. We begin to be the toughest critic, that, you know, the person that is unhappy and feeling unfulfilled. And I'd like to read that and discuss that today because I believe that it'll give credence to what we're actually talking about. Okay, I'll begin. Today, all day, I've sat, walked, stood, talked, all with my thoughts. My thoughts have been so loud and somewhat defeating. It seems there are some days where my thoughts are so self-defeating, I wonder why I get out of bed. But I know why I get out of bed, because I know I'm more than my self-defeating thoughts, even though they really can be quite overwhelming. They try to get me to make decisions, these decisions that put me going along with the flow of others and not what I truly want in my life. My thoughts try to tell me that I'm not good enough, that what I already have isn't enough, that I need more, that what I have isn't what I need, and what I need is going to be overwhelming and lots of excruciating work. It tells me I need more items, more baubles, more pieces of paper, just more. Why do I need what I don't already have? Why can't I make my future with what I already have? I deserve to be happy too. I help others to find their true identity, and I believe that I have found mine. What am I waiting for? Do I need a clear goal, a clear strategy that I can see from beginning to end? I know bits and pieces, but I haven't sat down to create a complete roadmap, and I believe it's time. How do I begin to create that vision, to see it as I need to be able to make it a full-on reality? It's a challenge to believe in oneself, to work on one's self-worth and value, and to feel the abyss of thoughts and feel the wave of feelings entering my mind, my heart. Where do I begin? Where do we begin when we've been doing the self-work, focusing on bettering ourselves daily, and for the most part mastering that to the best of our ability, and then having those days that just overwhelm us and shock us to the core? Well, let's see. What worked for me in the past to get back in the saddle? It seems we can make ourselves extremely busy working every day of the week. I'm extremely busy, but even at night, right before bed, I seem to not take my much-needed downtime, instead continuing to work. Are there times we're just busy for the sake of being busy? Are we more busy because we need to be to offset how we're currently feeling? Being busy is just that. Yes, my work makes me extremely busy, but where do I draw the line? When do I breathe and begin to realize I'm judging myself based on old, outdated standards? Why do I try to make myself a cookie cutter? Because I'm scared that no one has done what I want to do. Perhaps it can't be done. Why not? Why can't it be done? And why can't I be the one to actually do it? Does it mean changing one's old, outdated, limiting beliefs? Why do I have to do things the old-fashioned way? How about my own way? Everybody is a genius. But if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it's stupid. Said by Albert Einstein. And I find it much like the movie, now bear with me now, I find it much like the movie Monsters, Inc. They've been using the power of screams to power the city since the beginning. But a laugh is a way more powerful. It's changing what we know that actually works and makes something that's better work far better. All you got to do is figure out how to get your laughter to power you instead of your screams. What is your laughter? Stop trying to climb the tree if you don't climb trees and find out what you are best suited for. You will help the planet and help all of those around you. We're here to help others and ourselves. And once we realize we already have the talents and ability to actually do it, we can move on and follow through with our anointed mission. As I sit here with my thoughts, I realize a change of perspective helps to move from self-defeating to self-actualization, switching from scarcity to abundance, coupled with honest realization, and not trying to be everything to everyone, opening one's heart to gratitude of what we have, what we've been given, and what's actually here to come. I hope that this has inspired you, because this is going to lead us into this discussion, this really, really important lifetime discussion that affects every single one of us. Every one of us is affected by this. whether we want to believe it or not. We are affected by this, and we want to think about that. What are the thoughts? What are my thoughts? What are my thoughts saying about me? What are my thoughts saying about me? Are they saying great things about me? Are they putting me down? And for many of us, our thoughts are doing the latter. They're putting us down, making us feel very insecure, worried, anxiety-ridden, stressed out about the future, and unable to really see the next step because we're crippled in fear. And I find it very interesting because, you know, I think that many of us understand what I'm saying, you know, whether it's, you know, something happened that was very defeating at work or maybe a challenge at home. For some women out there, you know how I feel, maybe hormonal changes that get in the way, maybe on a monthly basis. It's just the way it is. No matter what that is, what that trigger is, it's a very interesting concept because it really makes us question ourselves down to the fiber of our being. Throughout today's show, I'm going to really be talking about how our thoughts, how they can really be our most supportive ally, or they can be our worst enemy, how they can be self-defeating, and what we can do to make some changes to change something that's actually quite negative and create a very positive life for ourselves. If you haven't already, check out my website. Go to AshleyBurgess.com. Ashley, BERGES.com. BERGES.com. You can listen to some of the latest shows and watch some of the latest videos. Also on YouTube as well. Just go to Ashley Burgess. Stay tuned. Live your true life perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Your old dog got a hitch in their giddy up. They may be suffering from inflammation and joint pain. Help them out and give them all natural Precious Paws. It's vet approved and has no dangerous side effects. Get nature's most powerful blend in one beef flavored tablet. It's available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com. That's PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you looking for a new show to watch? Love seeing celebrities talk about their real life stuff instead of just hearing like popcorn questions about how much money they made at the box office last year? Don't you like to actually hear real conversations and see your celebrities really talking about real hard-hitting issues? Look no further. The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. Just search for The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can take a 30-day trial and watch the show for free. The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess on Amazon Prime.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
And jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm asking the question, what are your thoughts actually saying about you? You know, oftentimes we see the outside world, we see the bullies, we see the naysayers, the people that are always negative, and we go, stay away, I'm just trying to live my life, I just want to be happy, okay? I want to have gratitude. I want to keep a gratitude journal, and I want to feel awesome every single day. Yeah, well, you know what? That's a great idea, but I'm telling you, that's like not a really great idea, because what happens there is when we're not feeling great every day, we feel like we fail, right? We feel like, well, I should be grateful for this, and you know, now you feel sad, and you feel like you failed, and now you feel bad because you don't have gratitude for what you already have. So to me, that's like the trifecta of personal beating yourself up, okay? And I've done that before, and the reason why I understand it so well is because, yes, I got the degree in that. The trifecta of beating oneself up, okay? You know, and it's interesting because you see all these gratitude journals and all that stuff, and that's great, and that lasts for a few minutes. It's like the kid that gets the gift and has more fun, you know, with the box. You know, eventually the box is not going to be that interesting, and they're going to move back over to the gift. And it's the same thing with the gratitude book. It's a good idea in concept and theory, but we have to find ourselves first. We have to figure out what's going on in our own mind first to actually be able to stand with that gratitude and to stand with that happiness and to be with that on as much as possible daily basis. The first thing I want to talk about is your worst enemy, super critical mind. Many of us have a super critical mind that really, to be quite honest with you, it's like your worst enemy. It's like your worst enemy. It's like, you know, it's worse than your worst enemy could ever be. It's like it literally gets you when you're down, and it just, you know, triple stomach punches you down. And it begins with trying to figure out the what's being said in your mind. How do we see these things? How do we understand the words that are being said? How can we understand this? And what do we have to do to change that? The first thing that we have to realize is we have to realize when we kind of go into that thinking mind that causes us to question ourselves, is there some sort of indication that we're in that mindset? Is there some sort of indication that we've gone there? And one of the best ways of seeing this is when you kind of catch yourself not being in the moment anymore. And I know I've been there before where you're in the moment, you're like, you know, you're doing something, you're at work, you're in a meeting, you're driving somewhere and you're experiencing the road and doing everything, you're doing whatever, or you're in a meditation or a prayer or whatever, and all of a sudden your thoughts come in and it takes you away to the sidelines of the thinking mind. And sometimes those thoughts can be really positive, but what I found is more so than not, those thoughts are more negative than positive. They're very self-defeating. The things that we can't do, perhaps the things that we haven't done, perhaps the things that we're too behind in, perhaps the things that we're no good at, perhaps the regrets that we have that we wish we would have done that we haven't done. Okay? And all these things are very interesting because they come in and they take us away from living our life. We're no longer in the mindset of being mindful. We're no longer in the moment. Quite the opposite, actually. We're not in the moment at all. Anything could happen. I mean, people could drop something. You might not even see it. If somebody, like, literally is walking right next to you, you're so not mindful that, you know, you could turn around and actually just jump out of your own skin because you're just so out of it. You're not thinking about it. You're literally in that thinking mind. And I find that a lot of people think things like, you know, they're never going to find love. They're never going to be happy. They're too old to do something. They don't have enough education. They're not respected by others. They're ugly. They're fat. They're divorced. They're never going to find love again. They're, you know, the list goes on. And, you know, these thoughts, when thought about over and over and over again, and you know, every time you have a thought, it's like taking an engraver and engraving it into your mind, okay? And it's the same thought over and over again, right? And so the more we have that thought, the deeper the engraving gets. It's like a branding, a stamping, a tattooing, you might say, on the brain, okay? So think about the tattoo of, I'm not good enough. And you hear it over and over and over and over and over again. And that literally becomes tattooed on your brain. It actually kind of wires into your brain and it becomes your mantra. It becomes the mantra of the land. And the land is you, okay? So our brain is like the government. And if you think about it, the government that sends down the laws and the restrictions and the demands and the bylaws and the this and that. And the brain creates these laws of your land. Your land is your body. And the longer we think about something, the more we pontificate on something, the more we think something over and over again, the more that becomes a law. And we begin to live by that law, okay? I'm not good enough law. That law goes on and on and on, and that's going to be one of the, you know, the biggest laws of the land that probably started maybe in elementary school when you got bullied and made fun of, or mom or dad said some messed up stuff, or whatever happened. And it just kept getting more and more engraved. And so as we get older in life, we begin to make decisions and choices based on that. Maybe we pick the wrong people to date. Maybe the wrong people to get married. Maybe we're in an abusive marriage, a toxic marriage. Maybe we chose not to go to school because we didn't think that we were good enough to go to school. You see what I'm saying? There's all these choices that we make based on the law of the land that states in that tattoo that we're not good enough. Okay. And it's interesting because we make a lot of choices based on that. And we become our worst enemy because it doesn't really matter what the outside world says. We've already defeated ourselves from the inside out. Okay. That's the key. People can win against you very easy when you've already internally attacked yourself. It's like being in a fight with two people, but one of them is yourself. You think about that. You're in a bar fight. Somebody comes to attack you. As you're being attacked and trying to knock the other guy off of you, your own self is hitting yourself in the back of the head. Not going to bode well for you. Okay? So when we think about it, in the outside world, when they begin to attack us, it's really, really bad, and we feel really, really bad about it. Why? Why does it hurt more? Because we already have it inside. And so it's like they're just echoing the same crap. Okay? Nobody wants to hear it regurgitated over and over. I don't want to hear it. I mean, haven't you heard that where somebody says, you know, you're this or that, or you're never going to add up to this, or this is never going to work for you, and you're like, God, and it really hurts? Well, it really hurts because you've already heard it inside. Because if it wasn't going inside and you didn't hear this as a normal theme in your life, you wouldn't believe them. You wouldn't believe them. And, you know, when you're super young and super impressionable, sure, we're going to believe them. And that could have been the beginning of some of these self-defeating thoughts. That could have been the beginning of some of these thoughts that have literally been around for the whole lifetime. And these are what we're talking about today. You know, some of you that have never been married say, am I ever going to find happiness? Will I ever find someone who truly loves me? You know, and that's an interesting thing because that's already stating, one, you haven't found it. Two, you're like, I'm never going to find someone. If you're literally, I'm never going to find someone to truly love me, then how are you going to find someone? But the other equation is that you've never figured out how to love yourself. And it's like self-defeating prophecy. You don't know where you're going to find someone to love you, but how can you find someone to actually really truly love you until you actually learn how to love yourself? Because that's impossible. You can't. That can't happen. You can't teach other people how to play a game if you've never played it and won. Right? You can't teach people how to win a game if you've never played it and won. You can't. Okay? I mean, it's serious. It's like someone trying to tell somebody how to get sober when they've never done it. You know, I got little faith in that. You know what I mean? Because I want to be around someone that's actually been successful at it, not someone that's reading out of a book telling me how, you know, level two yada 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 teaches it. Because that's great and that's awesome and fundamentally as far as it can work, but I would rather learn from somebody that might have obviously done the studies, but also has actually done the real work in the real world, seen it happen, gone through the ups and downs, and made it work. You know, it's interesting because what happens with these thoughts is because it becomes our worst enemy, we become super critical that it leads to a self-defeating prophecy. And when I return, I'm going to be talking about that self-defeating prophecy and how it leads us to begin to feel as though we have a lack thereof, okay, that we're lacking stuff, that we're not good enough, and that we need other stuff to fulfill us and to make us good enough. Stay tuned. Leave It to Your Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, you know it. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19. Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about those thoughts. What are your internal thoughts saying about you? I know, exactly. What are your internal thoughts saying about you? And right before the break, I've been talking about being your worst enemy, being super critical, and how that being super critical leads to a self-defeating prophecy, okay? And in order to understand this, we have to actually understand what's being said in our own mind, and we have to slow down our thoughts enough. We need to write them down. I've come up with an entire proven way of how to make this a reality. I've come up with a proven way of how to make this a reality and how you can actually make this work for you. And what it begins with is getting that notebook and beginning to write down your thoughts one after the other as they come into your mind. And if you have thoughts that are repeating, that's fine. Write them down again, because I want to see how many times you think a certain way about something, because depending on the thought, if it's around a lot, that means that it's become what I consider a law of the land. And that law of the land is now defining how you're going to live your life. And how you're going to live your life is determined by these laws. And so no matter what, even if something great happens that goes a different way, you're not going to see it. You're not going to see it because you're so programmed to not see it. And let me give you an example. Everybody's out to get me. People don't like me. They don't respect me. I'm looked down upon. Okay, so if some of those are your thoughts that are currently going on, you could go to an event and somebody literally think you are the cat's meow. I mean, really, just, oh my gosh, you are the creme de la creme. And when they're talking to you or reaching out to you, you're not even going to understand what this person is saying. And if you do, you're going to think they are full of crap. Do you see what I'm saying? Because we're programming ourselves to believe the worst. And when we believe the worst and we believe that other people are out to get us, we cannot ever believe that somebody's there to help us or cares about us or wants to be around us or actually sees the great things about us. No, we think quite the opposite. They must be making fun. They can't be legitimate. They actually must be making fun of me. And I am going to run the other way. Even though that person really, really likes you, really, really respects you and wants to get to know you, you think it's all a ruse. Interesting. Another thing that's interesting when we get the self-defeating prophecy is that we need more than we have, okay? We always need more than we have. We never have enough college degrees. We never have enough money. We never have enough power. We never have enough friends. We never have enough clothes. We never have enough jewelry. We never have enough. We never have enough. We never have enough. We never have enough. You see what I'm saying? And this is a big deal. Yes, I've been there. As I was reading my essay earlier in the show, I've been there. Feeling as though I don't have enough, that other people have more than I do. That if I would have just done this or that or this or that, that my life would be better. and it can get you really off target, and it can get you almost in a daze. And it's almost like frozen and the inability to move and the stress and fear of it. Because we feel like we're no good. We feel like we need more to be who we are, that we ourselves are not good enough. We're not enough. And I think the not enough thing is a big deal for a lot of us. I think the not enough, not being enough, has gotten many of us into lots of trouble. Not being enough has gotten many of us into bad, toxic relationships, even abusive, even physically abusive relationships. Not enough, not good enough, not enough has gotten us into drugs, drug addiction, finding yourself in the wrong places at the wrong time, alcohol abuse, alcohol addiction, pharmaceutical addiction, pharmaceutical pill addiction, gambling, sex addiction. And you know what I speak of. You might not be a full addict in one of these or that, but that even dabbling means, even getting close, really means something. Because it means I don't care about myself. You know, even to do some coke or meth or to drink yourself to oblivion, to take 15 pills a day, really says I don't care enough about myself. I don't care enough about myself. I need more. I'm not enough. Compensating. And the thing is that we got to really step back and say, you know what, where is this coming from? And in my mind, am I actually telling myself that I'm not enough? And that I need more? And I find it very interesting, because when I begin to believe that I need more, I have to step back and realize that something's wrong, something's off. I'm having some self-esteem issues, some low self-worth. I'm defining myself against other people. I'm judging myself against other people. That's not a good place to be in. I don't find it a good place to be in. I find it a very scary place to be in, because all of a sudden I'm not good enough and I'm looking at everybody else and trying to figure out how I can be better and just like them. And that's really not at all what we're supposed to be doing. Even though it's one of the easiest things to do is to fall into that category, it's always interesting how some of the easiest things to do are some of the most horrible things we can do for ourselves. Yes, it's easy to go with the flow. Yes, it's easy to dabble in drugs and alcohol when everybody else is doing it. Yes, it's easy to, you know, think that sleeping with people is the way to do it, you know, to try to gain some sort of ground or to feel better about oneself or whatever it is. It's easy because that's going with the flow, even though later on, how do you feel? Bad. Do you feel like you're kind of miserable? Yes. Do you feel even worse than you did? Yes. It's unbelievable. And so we have to figure out, where is this coming from, this not enough quotient? And, you know, another thing about the not enough is I want to be them. I want their life. Their life is better. I wish I could be like them. Why can't I be like them? Why don't I have that kind of money? Why don't I have that beautiful family or those beautiful children? Or why doesn't my husband do that? Or why isn't my husband taller? Why isn't my husband shorter? Why isn't my wife prettier? Why don't we have more money? Why didn't my family come from money? Why did my parents have to be immigrants and have nothing? And then we have to struggle and watch everybody else in their million-dollar homes. Why? I feel you. This world is a bunch of illusions. We look at other people and we determine our self-worth based on what? Some BS? Based on what we think we see? Based on what we think we lack? It's based on what we think we lack. What we think we lack means more than what is actually lacked, because really, it's all in our minds. We create our own reality. If I don't lack anything in my mind and I'm, you know, sound mind and body, and I work that direction and I see that honestly and believe in it wholeheartedly, then do I lack anything? No. That sounds too easy. You know, it's interesting. Like, you know, there's a painting and I'll have to figure out who the painter is. It's a very iconic painting. And the painting's interesting because it's so simple. It's so simple. And these thoughts and being able to analyze our thoughts directly relate to how simple it is to overcome our internal demons, to overcome our roadblocks. You know, I find it very interesting because many of us create relationships, we find people who are projects. We find these people who become projects, who need our help very much, who it seems like without us could not breathe. And we take them in, and we take them, and we help them, and we do everything we can for them, and we love them, and we care about them. And in the meantime, we do what? We show ourselves no love. We show ourselves no respect. We are too into their life, making their life good. We're not focusing on ourselves. You see the derailment? You see that roadblock that we create? But we don't create it in our own. We don't create it. We don't feel like we create it. See, it's somebody else. And so we see them as a toxic person. We see them as a problem. You know, later on down the road when we realize this isn't working, well, they're toxic. But isn't it the fact that we're actually the one that's doing it to ourselves? We've created these thoughts that we can help other people, but we don't want to look at our own problems. We see these people and we help them because we don't have to challenge ourselves. We help these people because then we don't have to look at our own stuff, right? Because if we looked at our own stuff, we would realize our self-defeating thoughts. We would realize that we are self-defeating ourselves, that we were messing ourselves up, but we don't want to see that. Because that means that we have to go introspective. That means that we have to open our mind. That means that we actually have to open our brain and see it for what it is and realize that we are not our best friend. Quite the opposite. We've actually created this other way of looking at things so that we feel good and we find someone else to put our energy into and it makes us feel good. And so all of a sudden, instead of having to look at ourselves and about our thoughts, we spend all our thoughts thinking about the other person, helping them, doing what we can for them and taking everything away from us. And that's why we usually feel robbed when leaving a toxic relationship because we've given them everything and we've given ourselves nothing. When I return, I'll be giving some tips and tricks on how to realize what's being said and how to overcome it. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Help your aging dog regain their flexibility and mobility they had when they were young. Give them all natural Precious Paws hip and joint relief to reduce inflammation and feel better with no dangerous side effects. Works for working dogs and injured dogs too. It's vet approved and available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you dealing with a spouse who you suspect or has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder? Are you unsure of what to do and feel as though you're walking on broken glass? Need direction to proceed with your life? I specialize in working with BPD and the victims of it. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond within 24 hours, and we'll set up our first session together so that you can get some true and authentic perspective.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-563-0393. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-563-0393. 800-563-0393. That's 800-563-0393.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been asking the question, what are your thoughts saying about you? And right before the break, I had also talked about how oftentimes when we're having these negative type thoughts, these self-defeating thoughts that we're not enough, that we're not good enough, we want to be like everybody else. We want to have that kind of life. We want to be like them. We want to live like them. We find constant fault in our life. We find constant fault in the things that we have. We very rarely see the value and the significance of what we have, the gifts that we've been given, because we are constantly putting holes in the situation. We're constantly literally putting chinks in the armor because we figure that we got to have more and we figure that what we have isn't enough. And so how do we begin to really understand these thoughts? How do we begin to really be aware that this is happening? And how do we get to the position of overcoming it? I mean, because, you know, for some of you, you're like, you know, this is an uphill battle, Ashley. I mean, this is a lot of work. I've been thinking negatively about my life for a long time, and you expect me to just make these changes. And I'm not expecting anything, because expectations are overrated. You know, that's actually a chapter in the book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. Expectations are overrated, by the way. So let's think, how do we begin to be aware? First thing of dealing with these thoughts is we actually have to be aware that these thoughts exist, right? We got to be aware. We got to know that they're there. It's like how you defeat the enemy. You got to know that it's there and you got to know what's going on, okay? And these negative self-defeating thoughts are not your friend. They're not there to help you. They're not your buddy pal. They're there to destroy you. And they're there to destroy you under the guise of how you're just not good enough, based on the fact that you just don't have enough, and you don't have enough stuff, and you don't have enough pieces of paper, you don't have enough jewelry, you're not pretty enough, and everybody else is better than you. Okay. So we have to be aware that they exist. And how do we become aware? Well, for some of you out there, you are very mindful and you realize that you're getting off target and these thoughts are spiraling into your mind. You know, these thoughts, what is it? These thoughts swirl into my mind. Remember that song? I think it was like, I can't remember who it was, but it was a really good song. These thoughts swirl into my mind. Anyway, these thoughts will come into your mind and you're aware of them. Now, the best thing to do that I've found for mostly everybody is to actually write them down, to journal them. Okay, so as the thoughts come into your mind, just keeping a tablet and keeping a record of the thoughts in order of hearing them. And so usually they're very brief. They're very just simple sentences, you know, and just writing those down line by line by line and taking care of it. And I figured that works out very well. So get yourself a notebook and journal on that and just really focus on, okay, hey, this is what I'm thinking. This is what's going through my mind. I'm going to go on and journal this and write this down in the order of the processes, in the order of which I hear it, in the order of which I've received it. Okay. The next thing is that we must realize the actions that we've taken based on these sabotaging negative thoughts. Okay. Because some of us don't even realize that we're acting upon it. And I need you to see this because then you'll understand how important this is to change this. Okay. Usually we realize we have negative thoughts, but we don't really realize that these negative thoughts contribute to negative actions and situations in our life. And let me give you a really good, quick example. I had a client who actually was going to apply for a job, but they had applied for previous jobs and they hadn't gotten it. And they didn't apply this time because they just felt like everybody was going to get the job over them. They felt like they weren't qualified enough and that it wasn't going to work for them. And they had this negative, you know, self-esteem issue, but they also identified themselves as never being good enough. They didn't have enough degrees. They didn't have enough education. They didn't have enough experience. Well, it's interesting. They didn't apply for this job, and they ended up giving the job to somebody that was significantly less trained than them, less educated. And later on, my client went to the person that hired for that position, and they told him, they said, "We can't believe you didn't apply for that position. It would have been yours. But you never applied, so we can't give you the job, because if you don't apply, we can't just give it to you." And he was literally devastated. But really, he wasn't hearing the fact that his mind was telling him that you're not good enough. The thing that he was able to realize his negative thoughts was based on the fact that he didn't apply for that job, and he should have, because he was the most qualified. And when I pointed that out to him, of the reason why somebody would not apply for the job because they don't feel like they're qualified, he then began to realize that there were thoughts that were in his head that were contributing to this type of action and behavior. And then he was able to begin journaling. So identify any of those situations in your life right now where you've made some poor choices when it's come to advancing your life or your career or your relationships or a possible marriage or whatever that looks like, or just caring about yourself, and finding that and really being able to recognize that that itself is an action predicated from a negative thought. And then you'll be able to, I think, to really tap into this and begin to journal and begin to find these thoughts. And then we can begin to work on that even more. Another thing that you can do to overcome this is really just being aware and being honest with yourself. Being aware of the situation, accepting the situation, not that you're going to accept it for the rest of your life, but just acceptance, being honest about it, and not judging yourself. Okay, what happens is that when we hear this negativity and we hear the broken record, and we hear these negative thoughts, we begin to judge ourselves. You know, we either find agreement in these negative thoughts, right? We find agreement in these negative thoughts, or we begin to judge ourselves for not being able to see that before. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it's like, let's beat ourselves down and then beat ourselves down again. You know, I can't believe that this has been existing this whole time. I didn't see it. I mean, how crazy am I? How could I not see this? How blind am I? And it's like, let's not beat ourselves down. And also, let's not agree with the internal negative bully, okay? Let's not agree with that. Let's not agree to find this. Because sometimes what happens is we hear that voice and then we go, okay, well, there we go. That's it from A to B. You know what? You know, this is, you know, I'm not good enough, right? I don't have this. And it's like, we need to sit there and say, okay, it's normal to have a low self-esteem. It's normal. This is a normal human condition. Now, let me begin to journal this stuff and let me actually write out you know, how, what I'm doing, my achievements and the things that I'm proud of, the things that I respect about myself. And what I like clients to do is to take a piece of paper and write down what are the things that I respect the most about me, whether that's the way you handle yourself emotionally with XYZ, or the way you run a company, or the way you work with your children, or whatever that is, writing that list down. On the next page, writing a list of things that you would like to work on and would and want to encourage yourself to work on to be better at. And then always having that other journal that you're writing those thoughts down so that we can work on those and find which are the most negative thoughts and actually work to combat them, to erase them, and to rewrite them in a positive, life-giving method. I hope that this show has helped you. And if you're looking for more content, go check out my YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, put in Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S. New video content every single week. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,